ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Angus and Julia Stone have well and truly cemented themselves as some of Australia's most loved artists. The siblings are known for their unique ethereal sound and rustic harmonies, and today they are releasing their sixth studio album, Cape Forestier, and they joined me a little earlier. Angus and Julia Stone, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
This is your sixth studio album together. You say some of the songs were written like years ago, but it wasn't the right time to release them. I'll start with you, Julia. Why is now the right time?
Well, I mean, it sort of, there's a lot of songs Angus and I have written over the years that, you know, haven't been released. And that's just kind of the nature of writing a lot. We kind of have always got the energy for writing songs, and I don't know exactly how it happens, but during the recording of this record, you know, you're in the studio and you're talking about, you know, whatever stuff, life, and a song, you know, will come into your head and you sort of start chatting about, oh, remember that song you wrote, No Boat, No Aeroplane? We should try and play that. I think, you know, and it's like that. And then all of a sudden you're talking and remembering it, and then it feels really good. And I guess in hindsight, you know, when we're doing interviews now and talking about making the record, it does make sense why certain songs make the record. I think No Boat, No Aeroplane in particular, which Angus wrote when he was 15, it just feels so relevant to where we're at now, and that feeling of looking for the more kind of simple and tangible experiences in our lives. And I guess, like, to answer your question in a kind of roundabout way, there's no kind of clear reason why now's the time. It just happens like that in the making of the record.
So I have to ask, Angus, what's it like to have a song that you wrote when you were 15 out in the world?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think when you're younger, you have a more simplistic way of viewing the world, and it came through my writing when I was younger. I think in a way that it's cool. The symbology in what I was writing about can travel forward into time, and for me now it means more. It means more than what I was probably expressing to myself back then, in a way that what I'm feeling now, it rings true. And it's cool like that. I think that's the beauty of music. It becomes timeless to us all in just how we're feeling in the moment, and it affects us all in different ways.
The first single from the album was The Wedding Song. I understand there's been quite a fan push for you to release this song. Julia, how did it come about?
Friends of ours were getting married, and I wanted to write a song for them for when they when my girlfriend walked down the aisle, and so it started as just a gesture of love for her and her husband to be, and then it would have been a couple of years later that those guys came to a show and Angus and I performed the song live, and it became kind of a fan favorite at shows, and you know, people in the community of listeners would share it.
We're gonna build a life together, you and I, forever and ever, and we'll make babies on the beach under the stardust.
And there was a recording made from one of those shows that then ended up, you know, getting sent to us, you know, as other people were getting married and walking down the aisle, and it was a pretty dodgy recording, and so we kind of just, when we were talking about it was actually at the end of making this record, it was a conversation Angus and I were having, how nice it would be for us to actually make a really beautiful version of the song for people if they want to use it for their weddings. And as it happens, it's been amazing. I mean, we told the fans that we were doing it, and then said if anybody wanted to send in, you know, we already had a few videos. We said if you want to send in more, we're going to make a music video. And it was just the heartfelt videos that came in was wild. It was like hundreds and hundreds of wedding videos that we got to watch and turn into the music video for the song. So it's been a pretty nice way to reconnect with everyone.
That's a really lovely story. I know you've both forged your own successful individual music careers, but what makes you both want to come back as a duo to record?
I think, you know, with any relationship, it's important to have other avenues of creativity. And for us, you know, I have Dope Lemon and Julia has her solo ventures. And when it gets to a time, you know, we work really hard and we tour the world. And when it gets to a point where space is needed, I think those avenues are they're really, really essential to our well-being. And when you have that, you're able to come back strong. You know, you're growing in the world outside of what you have together. And it makes it a healthy excitement to re-engage. And that's what this record was, is it felt right. And
there's also, like, I guess, you know, like, there's something really unique about working with Angus that, even though I think we both feel really lucky to work with so many incredible people both together, with the project we do together and on our solo projects, but singing with Angus for me is like, I don't know, there's nothing else quite like it. And after a certain period of time of not doing that, I think there is a feeling of, and Angus and I had just a few shows together. We hadn't put out a record, but we were just doing some random shows and remembering, like, playing those songs live. We were doing, you know, Santa Monica Dream and Wherever You Are and singing in harmony. I don't know if it's because of our genetics and our vocal cords or just the history and time spent together. There's a sort of knowing in the way that we move through a song, and it feels really fun. And that's one of the reasons as well.
You're about to set off on a world tour, but before you do, you're going to perform Losing You for us. Julia, what's the song about?
Losing You is a song that's kind of about the feeling of getting lost and then being found again, and the constant dance of that, you know, where you just... I think initially it felt like it was a song about a relationship, about somebody else. But for us, I think it's evolved into that sense of how you feel about yourself, and particularly the bridge of the song. I think it started out like, you know, we were writing and it really didn't make sense until we were singing in harmony together. So it's also unique, this song, because Angus and I, although we sing in harmony quite a lot, this is the only song we sing the whole way through. The whole way through in harmony, so it's really fun to sing.
Take it away.
All right.
One, two, three, four. Baby,
show you that, baby. Keep on losing you. You go somewhere that you run to. Baby, I lost you in the shadow. You go somewhere I cannot follow.
That was Angus and Julia Stone with Losing You, one of the tracks from their latest studio album, Cape Forestier, which is out now. And the pair are heading off on a world tour, which will end back here in Australia in August.